You turn with me, please, to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We'll begin there shortly. I'd like to draw a comparison, just for the short time that I've got here with you all, in the words that we see here in this chapter. And more importantly, the comparison between light and darkness that we find in there. Ephesians chapter 5. We'll begin in verse 6. It says, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, 'Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil.'" I really enjoy the way that the word light and the word darkness is used in here, and then other words that are, I guess you can use that are synonymous with those words, or descriptive of those words. In particular, I'd like to focus in on for this talk this evening in verse 11. We can read verse 11 one more time. "Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." Now, it's easy to kind of read past that and kind of go over it there, but really considering what that verse entails, it entails a lot of courage. It entails a lot of fortitude, a lot of understanding that when it's time to expose these evil deeds, it may not be the most popular thing, or it may not be the most politically correct thing to do or say, but it's necessary. It's a necessary thing to do, and that's something that I like to. I made a note in my Bible here where expose is to say to be that light, just like the verses say here. You once were in darkness, but now you're in light, and there's a transition. There's a change now, where not only are you in light, but now you are to expose these things. Well, how do we expose them? Three simple ideas. One is living a righteous life. This is kind of part of the topic, but not so much there. Emily and I went to the mall a Saturday because we needed to get out. We just had to get out for a little bit. And we went to the mall, and we stopped by the little cookie shop, and we picked up two cookies. And the lady there, and she just turned, and she looked at us. She's like, "You two are Christians, right?" Yeah, we are, but I mean, there was nothing that we had said or done to do that, or to invoke that, or who knows? Maybe we did, but there's a certain sort of thing that people need to see in us if we are to be Christians. We need to be that light to be able to expose these evil deeds. There needs to be some sort of a standard in which these other things are held up against. If we solely that, if we make that less. And we don't draw that line in the sand and say this is where we don't cross into, and the biblical reason why. Then when the world sees us, they see that transition, they see that gray area, and in which case it's wrong. We're hurting our chances in converting other people, and we're hurting our chances as Christians to be able to further the gospel. People should be able to see in us that light and be able to see that clear mark in. And as far as how we are, we don't partake in those other things. We expose these dark things by not participating in them. We live in a different area, in a different spot in that. We don't live in that. The other one is calling out evil. This isn't fun, but sometimes you got to call it the way it is. And as people call, if we look in Isaiah. Very, very popular verse, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 20. "Woe to those who call evil, good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Nowadays, I mean, and it's always been, but it's easier to see it now because of technology. You see people calling bad things good and good things bad. We can't have that. As Christians, we can't allow that for ourselves, and we can't allow that for our families. There's no way that can stand. When things are happening within society that say, you know, it's good. You know, homosexual marriage, for example. Well, that's a good thing. It's progressive. We need to call it for what it is. And people will say, well, you're homophobic. No, we're not. It's not the case. We're concerned for their soul. We're concerned about where they're going to end up. And when it's looked about in the light of love, all of a sudden it changes. It's a different perspective. We ought not to correct things out of hatred or out of love, but rather with love. But we need to call things the way they are. And when things are bad, when things are evil, we need to call it that way. When a coworker is being trampled on, you ought to speak up. Maybe for a child, for when you're raising two kids and just simply teaching the older kid not to take advantage of the younger kid. Understanding that these sort of things are important. You need to call out that evil. And last, teaching our family. Teaching our family. This has been on my mind ever since we found out that we were going to have Azariah. How is my son going to see me? What am I doing that my son isn't looking at me and being proud of who I am? Or trying to grow up and be a man? Am I showing the right characteristics for him to grow up and be that man? And I've heard it said that whatever we allow in moderation, our children will allow in excess. And we've got to be very careful about what we allow in that way. We have to be able to expose that light to them. Not only to have that in front of us as far as, you know, teach it to them, but to really show it to them and to say, this is where it is, and don't go in that way. Why? Why is that important? Because once we're gone, they're the next generation to keep going. And if they don't have that same standard, it'll slowly, or it'll actually quite quickly dissolve. We see it in the Old Testament. In just a matter of a generation or two, it's gone. They've forgotten the God that they once worshipped before, that their fathers had once worshipped. It's gone quickly. And if we're not active about it, if we don't put it and set it in our minds to say, this is exactly what we're going to do, and we not only do we study our Bible, but we purpose in our mind to follow what God has said and teach it to those around us, then for sure this is going to go away. It'll be gone in a generation. People will not know God. And this is our job at this point in time for us to keep going with it. So let's read it one more time, please. We go back to Ephesians chapter 5. Let's go a little bit further back in verse 3. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must not be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater, who has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ, has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. The days were evil then, the days are evil now. Make the most of your time. Don't waste it with frivolous things. This is an admonition that I give myself as well. Don't waste it with frivolous things. It's very easy to do. Make the most of your time. Make the most of the days that you have now, because the days are evil. What impact are we going to have within ourselves, within the people around us, within our families? Is it going to be one to further the gospel and to keep people's remembrance of God? Or is it one that within just a few generations will be lost? That's something that we need to think about. Now, as a matter of invitation, I encourage you all that if there's somebody that needs prayers, that needs help tonight, that needs some encouragement from the congregation, please come forward. Really do. It can be scary sometimes. It can be daunting. But we're all here for each other. We're all here to help. And definitely the fervent prayer of a righteous man does avail much. And there's very, very much righteousness in here. And I know that. or if you're not a Christian at this time, and it's you have found that it is time for you to be repented, to confess Christ as your Savior, and come and be baptized in His waters and be saved today. I encourage you to do so today. Today is the day of salvation. The days are evil. Come now and act now. Please go ahead and do so if it's convenient for you, and if you have need to, as we stand and sing.